This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
In 2022, according to some estimates, auto theft exceeded $1.2 billion in insurance claims, and there's every reason to believe that the problem is getting worse. There was a recent summit on the problem of auto theft and what can be done about it. But in the meantime, yes, it does represent a significant cost to the insurance industry. CAA insurance company, saying they're deeply concerned with the auto theft crisis, that steps need to be taken here. One issue maybe we need to address is vehicle standards. 2007 was the last time Canada updated vehicle standards, but technology has advanced quite far since then. And a lot of newer vehicles do have technology that's meant to deter auto theft, make auto theft more difficult. So if that technology is available, maybe we do need to update those standards. And maybe that's one way that we can reduce the problem. But certainly there are steps that individuals can take in protecting their vehicles, and maybe more we can do on the criminal justice side to try to deter this. But it is definitely a big problem. Joining us to talk more about these issues, very pleased to welcome the program here this morning, Dominic Shaman, a manager of advocacy with AMA. Dominic, good to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, yeah, as mentioned, you know, the numbers in 2022 were pretty eye-popping, all kinds of reasons to believe maybe that 23 and perhaps 24 could be worse. What's the perception here? I mean, is this a problem that's worsening, first of all?
Yeah, so the numbers you're talking about, those are national numbers.
Yeah.
And we've been seeing those increases all across the country. We've been seeing increases here in Alberta as well. The challenge we have here is we're actually increasing from what was already a really high rate. You know, one out of every five vehicle thefts in Canada is happening here in Alberta. And it's been that way for quite some time. We're second in the nation only to Saskatchewan. And it's this ongoing problem, but it's getting worse and worse with each passing year.
Any sense of why that is, do we know? I suppose there's all kinds of reasons for that. But yeah, it's concerning that this is becoming a bigger problem. It was already a problem before.
Yeah, so thieves, they use vehicles to commit other crimes. And so as we see other crimes increasing, it's a natural factor that we would see vehicle thefts increasing as well. We also know that there's a growing element of an international market. So vehicles
right.
being stolen and they are leaving the country. And so, as you talked about, some of the technology standards haven't been updated since 2007, but we also know that a lot of these thefts actually are preventable by you or I just doing a couple simple things and making sure that we're protecting ourselves. And so, where it is possible to prevent these thefts, we really encourage folks to do that, because that's going to help bring down the rate, but it also helps protect yourself and keep your vehicle, your home, your property safe.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, so if this problem is getting worse, that does represent a cost, right? When someone's car is stolen, I mean, they report it to police, obviously, then the next call is to the insurance company. So insurance companies are covering that loss, and that's happening more often. That's an increased cost, isn't it?
Absolutely. And as you touched on, you know, across the country, this is a billion with a B dollar problem. But
yeah.
A number of factors are going into insurance rates. And that does include vehicle theft. You know, it's an uncomfortable truth for some folks, but it is the truth. And so there are important things that Albertans can do to protect themselves, to prevent these crimes. And, you know, together, I think we'll be able to help address this. But it's only together that we're going to be able to do that.
So in terms of steps people can take, I mean, you know, there are anti-theft things you can purchase. There are just little things you can do. Like, what are some of the steps that individuals can take to better protect their vehicles?
Yeah, so some of them, in some of the most extreme circumstances, it's actually even simpler than that. You know, don't leave your keys in your unlocked vehicle. Don't leave your vehicle running with the keys
yeah.
inside. If you have a garage, park inside your garage. some of those things are simple. The other thing is, you know, although the technology standards haven't changed since 2007, some of the same things that we've all known for quite some time, they still work. So like a steering wheel lock, the club is probably the most recognizable brand, but that still works. And some of those simple things that you can do if you can't park in a garage, having that steering wheel lock when you're out and about, whether it's at the mall or parking at the office for the day, having that steering wheel lock, that can be a deterrent for a thief and helps protect your property. And so there are some of those things that folks are able to do. The other thing as well is being vigilant about where you keep your keys. And so if you're parking in your garage, don't leave your keys in the garage. Bring them into the house. If you have a key fob, which we know many of the newer vehicles now, that's the standard, store those in a Faraday bag or a Faraday box, and that blocks the signal from transmitting, because we know that there are some thieves as well that will use your key fob signal to steal your vehicle. And so there are some steps that each of us can take that protects ourselves and keeps our property safe.
I mean, but are there things people can do that could impact their insurance? Like, because it's tough to know as someone using that every day. I mean, the idea, though, that if we could prevent auto theft and that can save the insurance company's money, then maybe there's a way we would want to incentivize that. But I don't know. Is that practical? Is that doable?
Yeah, so, you know, everybody's insurance policy, every insurance company is going to be a little bit different. And so, you know, I'd encourage folks to reach out and talk to their insurance company about any specific programs or discounts that they may be eligible for. But there's also things, you know, like using a GPS tracker or like an AirTag. In addition to the steering wheel lock, taking some of those preventative measures, that's where that's really important in all of us doing some of those small, simple things that feel in some ways like they could be too simple to solve this problem, but they actually are really key to preventing the preventable theft and freeing up law enforcement resources to focus on being able to address this crime.
Now, in terms of these standards, vehicle standards, as mentioned, last updated in 2007. So how could revisiting that and maybe updating those standards, how might that help?
Yeah, so it's just, you know, as technology solves so many problems and makes our life simpler, in some ways it can also make life simpler for a thief. And all it is just needing the federal government to modernize some of those vehicle standards for manufacturers. And you mentioned there's an auto theft summit, and we know the manufacturers will be there, the federal government, law enforcement, really excited that CAA is going to be there as well to represent the voice of consumers and motorists across the country. And we know that there is that multi-stakeholder work. And again, that's where it's only together, by working together, that we're going to be able to solve this. And we know that it involves the manufacturers, it will involve the federal government, it will involve law enforcement across the country as well. And we're really pleased that we're going to be able to be there to be the voice of consumers and our members at that table as well.
Yeah, that's coming up in just over a week, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, I think early February, yeah. Well, we'll see what comes of that. We'll leave it there for now. Dominic, thanks so much for making some time for us here this morning. Appreciate it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.